I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear ladies, this is your program. We are in here. That is Muslim Lady. Welcome to a new episode. I am Asma, and in here I have Sister Zainab, as always. We're going to have her to help us with the description that she's going to give us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome to today's episode.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much for inviting me.
And thank you for being here. Previously on Muslim Lady, we talked about the relationship between the in-laws, and all of these aspects that we're talking about come under the umbrella of the social aspects of life of the greatest lady of the world, Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. We actually talked about the fact that how she treated her mother-in-law and the family actually of her husband. And then speaking of all those things, we came into the real life and into the modern life and how we as the Muslim ladies in today's era are treating our in-laws. And we had some suggestions. Actually, Sister Zainab helped us with the suggestions. Right now, I guess something has been left from the last episode, right?
When it comes to in-laws, we have been talking about what happens today, what happened back in those days. The more facilities we have today, the more advanced, the more modern we are today.
The more ease we have.
The more troubles we have.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So they are paradoxical. They don't work
Today, at least couples live in a separate flat or as per you in separate cities, in separate countries. But at least still the relations are not warm.
They meet each other for only once a week or once a month, yet there are too much of problems.
Yeah, there are too many problems. Like, you know, I said back in the days when there were joint families, they would distribute the work. Like in Lady Fatima Salamullah's house, they distributed the work. Her mother-in-law would do the outdoor stuff. She herself would do the indoor stuff just because she was young. Being the modesty was there, the understanding was there, the cooperation was there, which all lacks, at least be sincere with ourselves, lacks in our cultures. Mm-hmm. We have no understanding at all. We have no cooperation at all.
You know, because we have been more selfish.
And why does that happen? Because we in our cultures don't have others, we don't prefer others or ourselves, which is very important, like when it comes to relationships. The social relationships, it has been a very important aspect in their life. However, we'll come to that. When we're talking about in-laws relationship, the family relationships, no matter how much strong they had been in Lady Fatima Salamullah's life, but when it comes to Amr bin Maruf and Nahy az Munkar, which means invite people to its good and forbid them from the evil, she has not been taking care of who I am in relationship with. For example, if I have in-laws and I'm very, very careful in talking about them just to maintain my relationship, sometimes my in-laws say something which is anti-Islam. Okay, sometimes they say something which is not haq, which is not truth. And I just to maintain my relationship with my in-laws because they are my in-laws, I just prefer to be silent. No, that's not something you're recommended to do. Even Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah did not do this. Mm-hmm. Her sister-in-law, Mehani, she during the conquest of Mecca, she actually gave a hidden space to the disbelievers, and Imam Ali, when he got to know about it, he bashed on her. And oh, how could you do that? How could you be the enemy of Islam and provide the space to the enemies of Islam that time, you know? And she went to Prophet, peace be upon him, to complain about her brother, to complain about Imam al-Islam that he did this, he bashed upon me, and just because, not the reason, without just speaking the reason. And there, Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah is there. She starts defending Imam al-Islam and also starts bashing her. as she starts telling her sister-in-law, you were not supposed to give space to disbelievers, or, you know, you were not supposed to do this thing, what you did. So when it comes to haq, when it comes to truth, when it comes to Islam, you have to be defendant, you have to be, courageous. You don't have to take care about that.
Of course, not in an aggressive manner.
Well, this what I'm discussing does not mean you now have license to bash upon your in-laws.
Exactly, yeah.
Unless and until, it's not something anti-Islam, unless and until it's not something against the rules.
It is related to your religion, something exactly. Very important, the matter of life and death.
Exactly.
So not ever, every trivial issue, you start fighting a quarrel, a dispute that has no end.
See, we mentioned very two very important aspects. One was maintaining relationship with in-laws, and other was, again, maintaining so much that you go beyond your faith. No, you don't have to cross your faith lines. When you're maintaining relations, that's okay. You again have to maintain balance over here. Because doing so much and knowing the other person is a disbeliever or is not on Islam or he's not acting upon the Islamic rules, you can't just overcome your faith just to maintain the relationship with
your in-laws.
That's
the same thing with our own families, not just with the in-laws, you know? They tell you everything. You have to just admit whatever your parents say, unless they would ask you to go to cross the border of your religion, your belief, your faith.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so many times in Quran, go and just do the research, go and just be the tafakkarun, tadabbarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go just think ponder,
yeah.
Contemplate.
Yeah, that's the very key point. So let's go for a short break, and then coming back, we'll see what will be the rest of our discussion.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
In today's Muslim Lady, we've been talking about the relationship with the in-laws and the special details that were remaining from the last episode. The whole thing that is actually the key point about what we know as relationship is to be kind, to be very much precise about the things that you do and say, and also think very well about what you are going to do. You love your family, you love your in-laws, but there is a point in which you shouldn't go and cross that line, which is your faith and your belief. If there is something very much right and very important, you can stand against them, but not in an aggressive manner. Of course, you have to do it in a pretty much, mature way.
Yeah, exactly. It said that since we were talking about, before we talked about this discussion, we discussed a few points about visiting relatives.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's also recommended, if you're visiting to your relative's place, you know my visiting, my behavior, my attitude, my practical acts will change the attitude of this person, this relative of mine, towards Islam, then go. This is which is called intellectual help you can do. Because visiting relatives is all help.
You mean sometimes I, as a person, might have some impact on other people.
Definitely you have.
Yeah, so if that impact is so strong, as in I can change the destiny of a nation, of some people, let's say, in a...
It all starts from family.
Small scale.
Yeah.
And it started from the family. Then I would go and have so much of interaction with them in order to have that impact on them.
You know, Imam Sadiq Ali Islam says that if you visit relatives in a better way, the stays would be blessed.
Yeah.
Why? Because visiting relatives is maintaining a good family relations. If families are blessed, family is a building block of a society.
Yeah.
Societies are automatically blessed. And when a society is blessed, a city is blessed. And when a city is blessed, a nation is ultimately blessed. Nation
is healthy.
Yeah. And strong. So when it comes to visiting relatives, what I was saying was that it's all about help. It could be financial help. It could
very be, important, yeah.
It could be physical help. It could be being a savior, what we discussed in the previous episodes. It could be intellectual help. It could be a help of being a listener, emotional help.
Yeah.
You know, it could be so many helps.
Mental backup.
Exactly. It said if your behavior is going to change the attitude of other person, for example, you know, this particular relative of mine is not very Islamic or does not have much Islamic knowledge, you can indirectly do the intellectual help. Yeah. You can go and just indirectly come and talk about the discussions Islam talks
about. Inspire them with some ideas.
While Quran talks about the life in this world, how to live. It talks about the rules, the way, the attitude you should have in this world.
Yeah.
In this world, because what you have in this world, that will help you in Akhirah. You should not be scaring someone with, that's going to happen in Akhirah, this is going to happen in Akhirah. Talk about this world.
And actually, this world is going to create your other world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This world is what's mentioned in the narrations. It's like a field where whatever you sow, you will reap it in the Akhirah. You will reap it on the last day of judgment. So you know, it's recommended if your attitude, if your intellectual help is going to help someone to come towards Islam, go and do it.
Yeah, that's very
true. Do it right away.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think about it. You don't have to overthink about it. So in relations, in terms of in-laws or in terms of any family relations, you have to be balanced. That's very important. You don't have to go too extreme.
Exactly.
You don't have to go too less. You know, you don't have to ignore completely.
Now, in order to maintain that balance, let's go to listen to something and then we'll be back. Welcome back, Muslim ladies. This is After the Break, and we're talking about the relationship with the in-laws. And then after that, we went to social aspects of the lifestyle of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, and how she has been socially active.
She has been active to defend Imam Ali al-Islam, to be that her presence in Mubahila. Be that
she has always been there to back them up, whether it be her father or her husband,
to back Islam, actually, you know.
Yeah.
To defend Islam, to stand for Islam. So what we get over her, see her presence in the Mubahila. Everyone knows the Mubahila event. Everyone knows about her historical sermons. She gave sermons, but there was a, you know, covering in between her and the listeners. What is important over here is that Islam is not against the active role of a woman in a society.
Mm-hmm.
Islam says you as a Muslim lady can go out in the society and have tremendous
impact and be very much active, yet in lines.
Exactly. What Islam is against is your show off.
Yeah.
Show off should not be there, but you can be more active. You can be, you know, I was really glad to know when was my first flight from India to Iran, and then we landed safely, and I got to know the pilot was a woman.
Wow.
I was really excited.
It is a matter of pride, you know.
Exactly. I had a strange kind of excitement. Wow, the women can fly. The women are in the skies, because we have this lack of, you know, understanding in, I won't say we today have this lack of understanding in India, but yeah, I would definitely say what is being promoted, that is the indecency and other things, but what is supposed to be promoted to have a women's active role in the society, now that's more important. So women in Islam have no, you know, barriers to go out in the society and have active roles, as we see practically being done in Iran. That's why I gave an example when I came here, and the lady, the pilot was a lady. I really felt glad, as if I was flying the
exactly,
flight.
Yeah.
So I had that feeling of that, I don't know, feminine kind of feeling. So what I mean to say is have active roles in societies. You could be you could have your own NGOs, you could help people, you can raise funds for the poor, you can raise funds for the sick people, you can do a lot of social
and
work.
And we see that in today's life, women are doing a great deal of job.
Exactly. But at the same time, they are fooled to show off more and they are being ignored.
Yeah. Now that is a problem. Yeah. Don't show it off. Don't ask for people's attention or whatever. One day you're going to be rewarded.
Whatever the social work you're doing, whatever the family work you're doing.
As a woman, being productive does not mean to show off. You can be productive and active in society, yet you have dignity of your own. That's all the time that we have for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.